And the royal family, you don't speak to them at all unless they speak to you. So if you're in the palace, walking down one of the corridors, and the Queen is walking this way, you just ignore her. Because otherwise, they're going to be going, good morning, good morning. It's her house, they live there. And so everybody ignores them, it's weird. It takes a bit of getting used to, actually. The Queen had her own personal protection. The Queen's actual bodyguard, inverted commas bodyguard, was the deputy commissioner in charge of the department. And he was a member of the royal household. So he was basically like a non-elected member of the royal family. He was actually a member of the royal household. But he didn't do the actual physical protection. It was a chief superintendent, which is the highest rank, who was actually her close protection officer. And he had a reserve, a relief guy, and that was kept very insular from the rest of the royal family, because things were going on there and they were privy to conversations that other members of the royal family probably wouldn't want to hear. The whole place is totally furnished. It really is quite spectacular. But the Queen's apartment, very modest, threadbare carpet. Do you know what I mean by threadbare? Where the carpet's worn. Old furniture. Really nothing